tried to go over a lot of the halachas, the minhagim from Shavuos. The first shalat, the Maizu, we spoke about this, to make the Dvarim Masudar. The first shalat that comes up is if you're allowed to take halachas, the people that keep the second half of the sphere, kimine groiv bnei chutz la'aretz, if you're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow or not. The tzad of the matirim is giboy of them. At the Mishneh Berurah, we saw a set in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, and in this year, when Lag BaOmer, it happens at the same time, and Lag BaOmer is happening on Sunday, you're allowed to take a haircut Friday. They stayed in Mishneh Berurah. Not only Mishneh Berurah, they stayed in Ramot. מי ממחל ביום ראשון נהגים להסתפר ביום ווב לכובד שבס? מוקר זה מעריל. So if the מעריל says you're allowed to take a haircut, you were allowed to take a haircut Friday, when like Boimer is Sunday. So most people that keep the second half, they keep the second half till the Shloish Yisimei Akbole. So they say the same Cheshbon. If Shloish Yisimei Akbole is Sunday, we're allowed to take haircuts Friday. This is the tzad of the matirim. And be'emes, as they stayed in primegodim. Primegodim even says it a step weiter, it doesn't make a difference. He goes in the shittas that you're allowed to start to take haircuts already Rosh Chodesh Iyo. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The meaning of most people that keep the second half, that they don't take haircuts, only to Rosh Chodesh Magbole only. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, some people already had a meaning from Rosh Chodesh Sivan to take haircuts. So the Primogon speaks about if Rosh Chodesh Sivan happens to be Sunday, if you're allowed to take a haircut Friday. The Primogon says, if it says in like Bo'imah, when it's Chal and Sunday, you take a Friday haircut. So if Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Chal and Sunday, you take a haircut Friday. So we say, no, Losh, if Shlosh is like Bo'le, is Chal. Sunday, you can take a haircut Friday. So this is the Ikar HaLoch. Ikar HaLoch. But the Bnei Teire don't take haircuts tomorrow. Why? Because two G'dayle Olam, Rabbi Liashim and Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Moshe and Chutz La'aretz, say not to take haircuts. And the Yisrael of Rabbi Moshe we spoke about, I don't want to go into all of the Arichas, but the Yisrael of Rabbi Moshe is, Rabbi Moshe says, Lo Shomanu, that if a person is a Ovel, and his Avel is finished Sunday, Shloshim L'mashal, now I'll take a haircut and shower in 30 days. So you take a haircut Friday and Lekovat Shabbos? The Avel is finished Sunday, so you take a haircut till Sunday, very clearly. So why here? Because Shloshim Ma'akbola will be Chal Sunday, you take a haircut Friday? So why the Ramos said that you're allowed to take a haircut Friday if like Ba'imer is Sunday? Zakna Ma'isha Fayin, and the Chilik is very pashut. When like Ba'imer is Chal Sunday, so you will not take a haircut Friday. Why? Sphira. What happened like Ba'imah? Like Ba'imah is not Sphira. Shem Baruchai, Miron. So people will think that Ba'yur of Shem Baruchai is more important from Shabbos. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's such a busy for Shabbos. So we made it take a haircut for Shabbos. But now, no one thinks that Shloshim Me'akbola is a special day. Shloshim Me'akbola is not a special day that you're allowed to take haircuts. Shloshim Me'akbola is only the Avel is finished. They stop to die. So while the Avel is finished and they stop to die. The man is on your Moshe has no heta to take a haircut Friday. So I said, Machamot, if someone asks you the Ikar HaLochem and Abnish Machan HaMechoe, if you will see people tomorrow taking haircuts, shaving if they're only allowed to. But the meaning is to be makpid, not to take haircuts tomorrow, even the Primogodim says as yet. Second meaning is that I don't want to go into the Arichases, Lamai said the meaning is niskaber, so we don't change the meaning, is to daven Ma'ariv late tomorrow. Every crowd by them late means something else. Some is after Rabbeinu Tam, some is after 45. For sure not. Even the people that normally, you know, in Eretz Yisrael don't listen to Rabbanim and do early Shabbos, but tomorrow they don't do early Shabbos, early Shavuos. I mean, this year they don't do early Shavuos. Why? Because there's a halacha of Sheva Shabbos is Tmima is Tiyena, and only after that Shavuos is Chal. So for the Tmimas, we don't daven Ma'ariv early. It's different minhagim, if you learn in the Sugya, if it's the Suda, the Kiddush. L'maisa, the minhag today is not to daven Ma'ariv early in Shavuos. As Tmimas, I don't know, maybe in America you have some shuls different, but... I think everyone knows this halacha. I'm saying, even in the Maisa, when you learn the sugyas inside, it's not so clear that the minhag started from Ma'ariv. If you look inside, it looks like more the minhag started from Kiddush and the Suda, and Ma'ariv could have been early. But the Maisa, it was niskabel the minhag. And the Maisa, even so, aber avada to be mekabel the halacha, the lekatchila, we are makbit to mekabel tesis yaldech bepeh, you have to do it. Not to say Val Shavuos is only by night. So the Mela, I'm not mekabel tesis yontef. You mekabel tesis yontef. The Luach Eretz Yisrael brings down against Natzon Negea that the Noshim will light candles only after Nacht for the Shechiyonu. By the Bochim is Natzon Negea, because even if you light candles, the Bochim don't do Shechiyonu. So the Mela, as la'ad l'gnash yontef, it's not a problem if you make a bracha b'chlal. L'maise, bochim that are not going to sleep in the dira, and they're not going to eat dira, it's better not to make a bracha, even if normally they light with a bracha, we're not going into it, if you have to or not. But even if you're from the shittas that you hold, you like to light with a bracha, you have to know when you're a bocher, the pashtas, you will not be eating the suda in the room, and you're not going to sleep there that night. So you're right, you could be Yitzhak and Nichnas. No. You're right, in a normal week we tell you that at least, even if you're coming back and the candles go off, so you chop around before, chop around later. But in Shavuos, because it's not Mokim HaShene, and it's not Mokim HaAchile, not to make a brochet, it's a brochet levatole. So even if you're from the brochet, then make a brochet, again, we're not going into today to that shittas. But even if you're from that shittas, a brochet will not to light with a brochet. And the Shavuos, only if you're blind to sleep, but it's a shnander zach. The more brings down in Tov Tzadik Dalet, Seif Beis. Noyagim lishtoyach asofim b'Shavuos v'Beis HaKnesses v'Abatim. Zeicher l'simchas matan teir. This everyone does. V'noyagim v'kama v'koymus lechol ma'achol echolov. I think today the things changed. אז נויגים everyone לשתי חסודים שבועס בבית הכנסת והבתים זכר לשמחה סמתן תירה ונויגים בכמה מקוים מסלחו מאכול לאכול. So what happened that all of the Litvish don't do this? We don't do this Rambo. So the Mishnah Berurah first made stamp shtein, as I say all every year, it's like I said all the months, the minhag to decorate the shuls. What about the minhag, yeah? זייך למתן תאירה, שמחס מתן תאירה, שואל שם הסובים מסובים להר, כי נכסים, הצייך לבוקר על עיר. רמבו גנבון מגזר, זה נכת פה טריז, זה בעצר, זה נדעים על פרס אילון, אבל מה זה פשוט, you put flowers, זייך, why we don't do למה של זייך לקוף עליהם ארכי גיגיס? You put some pats over the shoulder, לא, לא, זה מה, now, I want to explain my question. I think the flowers were like the most small detail in Matan Torah. Koiles, Ubrokim, Oshon, Anan, Arofis, yeah, Asaras Adibres. Everyone is so busy with these flowers, yeah? I'm saying, I don't know about everyone. We'll see soon why we stop, yeah? Minag Ashkenaz, Minag Lita. Why we stop. I think the chant is Poshon. The Bible says the flowers are very wichtig. Yeah, it's very crazy. We have a meaning. Why we stop? No. But the Ramot tells us we have to put flowers. Why we have to put flowers? Why we have to put flowers? So the Torah says it was kofa le'malik gigis. The Torah is in a force. But that Torah that was in a force, that Torah that was kofa le'malik gigis, was covered with flowers. The shenket for Torah. The Torah, how much is in a force? It's nice. So if I can't make a zecher to the kof of the market gigis, I'm making a zecher with the flowers. That the Torah comes with a shenka. Now, it's a very big shaila how to read the Mishneh Berurah. The Ramos says, No yagim lishtoyach asovim b'shvuas b'beis ha-knesses. Zecher l'simchas matn Torah. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down, No yagim lehamid ilonis b'beis ha-knesses u'babatim, Zecher shubatzeres nidoinim al peiris ha-ilon. Mogen Avrom. And the Mishneh Berurah Messiah, Ve'agro bitel minak ze, משום שעכשיו הוא חוי כועמים להמיד אילונס בחג שלו. The goyim was mevatel. Last time we don't do it. We don't do it, it's baby. We don't do it because the goyim was mevatel. Now here's a very big ויכוח. Very big ויכוח. The Shmir Shabbos Taine that you have to read him Shlubur like this. No yagim lishtoya chasovim. Aleph. I'm going to have Rome to put trees. Why? Not because Matan Teira, because B'chag Nidoinim ala Peiris. B'shpatzer is Nidoinim ala Peiris Eilo. V'agro bitel min agzef from the Ilones, mishum she'achshav u'choy ko'amim le'amid Ilones. Over the grass, no one was bevat. This is a mistake people stop doing the Litvisha. The Ramos says, Minig Lishtoyach. Asov. Morgan Avrom says, Some trees, because Be'atzeres Nidoinim Alach Alap Eilones. Ve'agro bitel Minag Ze, Mishum She'agoyim Somim Isonois Bachag Shaloyim. So the Grom is not Mevatelet. You have to see, Oruch HaShulchan says, that they are Mevatel also the Asovim. We know in America, everything came from the Oruch HaShulchan. This was the Pesach in America, this was Kevin. This is the reason all the literatures stopped completely to put even the Asavi. How about the kids in the kindergarten, Nachmanish? I mean, the yeshivas, you saw the yeshiva Asavi? I don't think in the yeshiva they put that. I'm saying, Shmir Shabbos Gilchos also holds like that. Shmir Shabbos Gilchos also holds. Go right. But the second meaning that the Ramos says that some people do is lechol ma'chol lecholov b'yom rishon shel shvuos, and that really the Ramos really doesn't know why. Asovim is a very vichtig meaning. Asovim is a meaning because zeicher l'simchas Torah. But why to eat milchus? V'nira lizok the Ramos efshar. Hatam shukmo yishnei tafshilim shelo yikrim le'aseder zeicher la'pesach v'zeicher la'chagiga. כך אוהב מה אכל חולו ואחר כך מה אכל בוסו. זכר לגבי הלכת. So, the Ramos says like this. That we, בעצם we'll see in a second, the meaning of the Ramos was that they ate milchiks and fleishiks in the same meal. They washed, they ate milchiks, and then they ate fleishiks. And the Zahalocha, the bread that you eat with milchiks, you can't eat with fleishiks. So like this, they made a minik to eat melchiks. So they will have to have two breads. So v'zecher l'shtei alechem. Mishneh Berurah brings down more reasons because the teire was nimshel t'chokov, to milk. Another reason because be'ez matn teire, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, they couldn't eat only milchiks. They couldn't eat fleishiks. Why? Because the keli were treif, and they didn't have a knife, a nikul. So everything was treif. So the first thing, they ate milchiks. So the world has a kasha, Beliashiv has us in the Horus. For the Beliashiv, we call them Moidim Shabbos Shabbos Nitna Toiro. So they couldn't shecht anyways. So you don't have to come to the Mishneh Berurah that the reason that they couldn't eat flesh because Nitna Toiro, they couldn't eat the basal, everything was treif. They couldn't shecht the Bichlal. So okay, say Lechnami, and milk they had. Mr. Mishneh Berurah was not called Cholavakum because they themselves milk the cows before that, so. What? If was a, no, only if the mother geshecht.
They left pigs in
the
middle. What? They left pigs. That's
ridiculous. Oh, this is that. For the going. Rabbi Yashiv has another kasha, they ate man. Who ate milk? It's flesh, it's given man. Now, the Sharatzion brings that if the minigis was to eat in the same sudef milchiks and fleishiks, So when you finish eating the milchiks, you have to wash him out. And to drink. Mekaneach piv umadiach. You eat something and you drink something. Zog de sharatzion b'shem ha-primegodi. So some people have a minute. What?
They asked for bosser.
They asked for 30 days. Yeah, the bosser ben shinei. Aber mikol mekoyim, zog de sharatzion. So if you want to do the minute of eating milchiks and fleishik in the same meal, you don't have to bench in between the milchiks and fleishik. You eat the milchiks, you make kinuach v'adocha, you eat something and you drink something, sure that your mouth is clean, and then you can eat the fleishik. Zog de sharatzion b'shem de primegodim, but it's only if you didn't eat hard cheese, yellow cheese. But if you eat yellow cheese, if you eat hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours after the milchiks before the fleishik. זה זוג לשרציר. אם אוכל גבינו קושו, צורך להפסיק בבריס המוזן, וימתין שי שויס. So the whole heter, to eat in the same suit. In a second, go back to be masked with this primigodim, exactly how you have to be masked with every time in between milchiks and fleishik, and fleishik and milchiks. In a second, we'll be masked with this primigodim. Lemaise, the stipler's minig was to eat by night milchiks and by day fleishiks. Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Leizer Yehuda, of the meals, this was the minig and the meal by the night milchiks, by day fleishiks. A lot of people are makpid every yontef to eat fleishiks, 2 meals. Shvus, because as a inyan, remember the milk, you can't give up on this minig. What they do what the Shulchan Aruch said to do. You wash your hands, you eat milchiks, kinuach ve'adoche, and then you eat fleishiks. Some people say that it's enough to make kind of the minig that the kiddush, they eat a cheesecake. Now, stop, you have to know, even the people that do the Shulchan Aruch and on the same meal, they eat milchik and fleishiks, al pi de zoyar, only in Shavuos you do it. But during the year, you makpid not to eat in the same meal, milchik and fleishiks. So I'll maybe a little bit to explain this halacha that the Poskim bring down about the milchiks and fleishiks with the Mishlibur b'Yisnav d'Sharatzir, that you have to be makpid in between 6 hours, in between the cheese, the hard cheese, the yellow cheese, to the fleishiks. The halacha is like this. Midoiraise, you're allowed to eat boso, and then you're allowed to eat milchiks. You're only not allowed to eat meat, cows, animal meat. It was cooked with milk together. Midrabbanon, it's also to eat it even if it's mixed together and it's not cooked together. Get midraisa, it's also only if it's cooked together. Midrabbanon, it's also even if it's mixed together. And as aloha, midrabbanon is also not only meat, even chicken. As another aloha in Shulchan Aruch, after you finish to eat fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks. Even if it says, Mamash al-choke le-al-choke. You have to chicken, not to eat milchiks. The Loshna Shulchan Aruch is, Lo yoichal, Simen Peites in Yerodeye, Achar she'ochal bosor behime oichai oiv gvino, ad shish shots. Why? Three reasons. One reason, because the meat stays in between the teeth. So, but mainly you'll be given milchiks. What happens after 6 hours? Or it leaves. Or even if it stays, it stops to have a shame of bustle. You can see it changes in color, yeah? Becomes a part of the dirt of the mouth. So this is one reason. A bustle ben shinei. The second reason is, because when you eat basics, till 6 hours the taste goes up. And the taste mixes with the milk, with the cheese, you eat later, and it's nirek roichel basar b'cholam. It's nirek roichel basar b'cholam. We pask in both. Da'ayinu, we choshesh to both, l'moshel. What if you chew meat for a kid and you spit it out? You're not allowed to eat milk after for 6 hours. Because the meat could get stuck in your teeth. What if you swallow the meat? You didn't chew it. You're also not allowed to eat milchiks after it because when you burp, the taste goes up. Now, the Mechaber says you have to wait 6 hours. The Rama also brings down like this. ויש אומרים אין צורך להמתין, שכנור says you have to wait 6 hours. ורמוס says ויש אומרים אין צורך להמתין 6. רק מיד עם סליק וברבקס המוזל מותר די כינוח והדוחה. המינק פושל במדינס אלו להמתין אחר אכילס בוסו שחס, ואחר כך הוא יחם גבינה. ורמוס brings down, ויש מדגדקי, להמתין שועס אחר אכילס בוסו לגבינו וכי נוכן לעסס. אז תרמוס says וכי נוכן לעסס. זה דבר שיטס זוג דטז רבי מויס עם פשורו מכל מקום. וכל זאת אומרת, אם אי אפשר למחיס ביד באודם שאינו בני תירה, אבל בבני תירה, בבני תירה, רואי למחיס ליגו בהם שלא יקילו פוחס משש שעס. הוא זה בוחר פרנץ', בוחר דייזה רובן פרנץ'. תירה, he got married, he came with his wife, he wanted to keep 3 hours. שזם took out the taz. רואי ליגו בבני תירה, אתה מסתם בני תירה? 6 hours. בני תירה have to keep 6 hours. I know the Yakis have different minhagim.
Rabbi, that body works differently.
Yakis?
German body. They're better than digestive system.
I can't, they go much slower. Fuck it. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just, they go all out.
What is 531?
So, Lamai said the reason in Germany they did it for 3 hours was Gebäude and Rabbi Yeruchem and Yisro Veheter. I'm not saying now that if a person in Zayek has to change, I didn't say that, Chas V'Shalom. Now, Bnei Teire keeps 6 hours. Now, how much is 6 hours? There's different shittas. Some people say sharp 6 hours. And here's a big problem in now with the suppers. The Meiri says, Koriv l'shei shoes. Shemazama told me that 5.5 minutes is also good. It's Gibbet and the Rambam, Rambam state, Keshe shoes. So you have to know, Keshe shoes. If a person has a minute of 6 hours, he can't change it without a toss in the door. Now, it's a big shayla l'aloch l'moshe. What happens? For 6 hours, you're sitting here, and you find a piece of meat in your mouth. So if you take it, you're allowed to eat milchitz. What would it be if you play with it and you swallow it? You have to wait another 6 hours now or not? I get stuck, you do what you're telling me, then it goes down. But it's already 5 hours after lunch. A piece of the schnitzel got stuck. We have two tzadim. Because it stays in the shem boso. Right, after 6 hours with Jim Bosso, but you swallowed after 5. No, if you didn't after 6 hours, not a problem. You find, towards the end of the second Seder, the whole time you tried to get it out, you got it out. And it went out. Now the shot is, if you're allowed to eat supper in a shiva, it happens every day. It happens every day. So the Zerzov says you don't have to wait. The Bad Shulchan, like Choshev Poisek, he says, even Mamash Amashiru. Goes down later, you have to mach. But I don't want, I remember it was a bocha last time that I said it, the whole table was super, maybe Sabzi came in. That's medafish, only bevash. Now, from when you count the 6 hours, from the time you finish the eight of fleshiks. Not like the old chashun that says from the time you finish the meal. Shabbos day, it's a lot of time, you know, the meat finishes, the chon finishes at 1 o'clock, and the ice and the shmuzim finishes at 3 o'clock, yeah? And you want to know from when you can eat milchiks. So avada from the time you finish, but you have to look at when you finish to eat the meat. In the same meal, let me say there's a chasana, you eat meal in the beginning of the Kabbalah Sponim, and then later you want to eat milchik and ice cream. Kozmas in the same suda, we're marked with not to eat milchiks. If you taste, and you didn't swallow, and you didn't chew, you're tasting a soup. So then, it's enough to wash him out, to clean it. What if you misupik? It's a big shaila, and I don't want the oilam to be making on it, but I'm sorry to tell you. A lot of times, you misupik if already 6 hours, and then you don't remember ginoy when you finish. And the Darkei Tshuva, the Ma'adonei HaShulchan, and Sheves HaKerosi, they're making it. And the Yad Yehuda is machli. So the Bada Shulchan is machri, Alamai, so this is the Achroi. If you can find out Hamekel or Hittit, especially if you ate chicken and not meat. But now say, I don't know exactly. Everyone knows. Well, it's a Sofek. Alamai, so if you ate chicken and you can't find out Hamekel or Hittit. I'm not saying to rush to be Mekel. Prison has to know the Halacha. You have kids a lot of times. You see this Hashem a lot of times. You have to know to be maker. Now, another halacha, you have a paret that was cooked in a fleishike meal, a spat. You have a fleishike pat, what we call a fleishike pat, we don't mean that there's pieces of meat inside. A fleishike clean pat that was used in the last 24 hours has a din of a fleishike pat. And you have paret that was cooked inside that pat. Paret that was cooked inside that pat. So if you eat that paret, you don't become fleishikes. And you're allowed to eat milchiks right away. But you're not allowed to eat that parev together with milchiks. If the pot was ready after 24 hours, so you're allowed to eat what was cooked in that pot with milchiks, if you didn't do it at that loch. But if it was less than 24 hours, you're not allowed to eat the parev with milchiks. You don't become milchiks after. Now, the Ramo Pasch is another halacha. A lot of people don't know this Ramo. Simon Peites, Yovedeye, Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh machmirim afilu bebosor achar gvina. Also fleishiks after milchiks. V'chein noyagim. We saw the Sharatzion Paskin that by us, it's not a chumre, it's a psak. Sharatzion Yerucho is Shvuas, Simen Tov Tzadik Dalet, you have to wait 6 hours. Why? Shekol Sha Gvina Kosho, heavy hard cheese, Gvina Kosho, hard cheese, and Oich Li Machareo Afilu Boso Roif, Koi Be Gvina Achar Boso, Viesh Makilim Vein Limchois. רק שיעשו כינוח הדוחה ונטיל אז ידי מי הוא? טויב להחל and here the Mishnah says it ויתין שן שוס so long time in the Ramo only said טויב להחל but else we're not knowing it in America you have to machmir not to eat fleishiks after cheese as they state so lechure בהשקוף הראשון, when you learn this Shulchan Aruch, if you learn Shulchan Aruch Halacha Lamaise, so if you eat a pizza that's made from hard cheese, from yellow cheese, you have to be makpid not to eat fleishiks after 6 hours. For every hard cheese, you know, like 101, they have these boxes, blocks, they don't call them, yeah? If you eat them, you have to. In Lamaise, most frum people are makpid like that. Most frum people that I know are makpid. No, I know that most of you are not. So, if all of you knew the Ramo and even so you are not knowing, but if you didn't know the Ramo, don't start to tell me that it's different. You know, you never know the Ramo. So let me get say that. So I want to be mevar the shayla and we'll see what the poskim say about it. The Taz brings down what is the cheese that the Ramo says you have to keep 6 hours after cheese. Zog the Taz, ששועס, ושיר גבינה קושו, what is hard cheese? שעוברו לעבוב חוידושי. That is sitting on the shelf, shelf life 6 months. Or that it has already bugs inside, metrilas. So it says different reasons. It says like this. Why? We have the first reason that the taste goes up. It says only after 6 months, it's like very cheesy, so the mele, the taste goes up. Like what we have after we eat pizza, everyone knows that the taste goes up. Yeah? Nanish Kumin says, baby. Yeah, everyone knows that you eat a pizza for 12 hours, the taste goes up. Yeah, so I'm trying to speak against these people that think that an art cheese is nishnegia. Yeah, everyone knows you eat a pizza at least 12 hours. Maybe the Germans is different. But the second reason is she'abosol ben shineim, as the bosol ben shineim state in the. If the reason is because the abosol ben shineim, so the hard cheese, the yellow cheese that is hard, if it's 6 months, it's mamish hard. They have mamish hard cheese that you mamish had to rice it off. You mamish had to bang it for a piece. So the main that cheese gets stuck in between the teeth. So that cheese, taka, you have to wait 6 hours. So Rabbi Eliashiv holds that an heavy hard cheese. I know Rav Morgenstern bought him the 101 cheese, and he said, yeah, this is called hard cheese. He held it in his hands, and he said, yeah, this is called hard cheese. As a Sefer Choy Kamelech, he asked Rabbi Yashiv on a pizza. He says, they melt it, right? The pizza melts. So you can't say it's Nidak Ben Hashinayim. So Rabbi Yashiv told him, but the taste goes up. I don't know how he knew, but he says, the same thing in Pischa Aloche is also said in Farakaway. He brings on Chilik Aleph and Amud Chofches B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv. Also it's Pnine Amor from Rav Yadler. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach will tell everyone to keep 6 hours. Shmuel Shabbos Kilchotz told me once, I was young Bochum in Kultay, I didn't know. And they ate pizza Friday afternoon. It was a whole problem now to serve Fleshik and Yeshiva, the whole Yeshiva. They ate pizza Shabbos afternoon, Friday afternoon. So he said, but the Yevit, it was matter for them to serve. But normally, he says, Shmuel Shabbos is considered Nishkin Machna, yeah? You can't use as cool as Binuch Shabbos and not say Mechanim that you know. Shmuel Shabbos is Kilchos, I have no idea. Yeah? And in Pnine Amor, he says that he asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but it's not 6 months. So now I'll give you the list of cheeses that are 6 months. But Shlomo Zalman told him, Faker, today, with the chemicals, in 2 weeks, the 6 months. They know how to produce the cheese. In the old day, you know, they put the milk outside, it got sour. You know, they got some ice, yeah? Then they came to collect it with a spoon, and they put it outside in the backyard. And you know, if all the animals didn't eat it, you're lucky to have yellow cheese in there. Today they have some chemicals, and they do the process of 6 months. So it's like 6 months, it's no 6 months. And as Ravais, Dain Reis, Shuvas V'Anoges, L'umas them, Rebaron Kotler told Bochrim that they don't have to keep 6 hours. Now it's good, Peter. Why is Peter good? I'm always on chaf every time. From here, no. Rav Moshe said not to shave tomorrow. You see, half the people will shave. Yeah, because the Megillah says you're allowed. But you have to decide. The Ber Moshe also says matir. Rav Ozner has different shmuz b'shem Rav Ozner. Reb Daniel Levy, my uncle from Switzerland, he says that Reb Moshe Feinstein told him that you don't have to wait. Even if it's standard couple months. He bring a raya from Agos Chasim Shifon Yerudei, Madur Basri, he had a raya that in our Jesus you don't have to wait. So you have to know. What?
All cheese.
All cheese. If it was lemaisa 6 months, so you have to know, lemoshal, I'm saying, these things change. The Ben Ish Chai says in Yerushalayim, they were never choshesh to the Ramah. They say like this, there's a lot of cheeses, and I don't know the American names, but I know the mushroom, the ones that are come like a triangle, as a... Does we know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it comes
in a circle. A package, has a lot of triangles. These bederach klal are from 6 months. These are bederach klal, is inside cheese, we make from 6 months. And these are even not hard cheese. They're a little bit softish. They have all different cheeses that is, you know, the Switzerland cheese that it has holes inside. That normally is in between 5 and 10 months. It's a kind of cheese that is called cheer. I don't know what it is, it's 5 and 12 months. They have the Chasam Sefer, you know, Sasha Chasam Sefer. They have here all different keter and all different kind of cheeses that are also from 6 months. So you have to know, it's not. The Metzius says it's hard to know. Mamele, they say even that some of them, even after they put them, you know, they put them on the shelf till you get them. So it's not the Metzius. It could be that. So I'm saying, La Locha Lemaise, you can't say Lehedia that it's also. But a person has to now figure out what he's doing. The reason I'm bringing it down, a lot of people are brought up that they never knew Bichlad as a Tzot, after Milchiks, you don't eat Fleshiks. They didn't know, that's a Mefurash Ramah. They have the hard cheese, you don't eat Fleshiks. If we have hard cheese, or we don't have hard cheese, and what is happening with the hard cheese, you're the we'll find out. I don't know, it's Yisrael. A lot of people are Machmur. Again, you have to know, if you're the Matzah, if you're the Suffolk, every week I have a fight with my kids. Why they're the only ones that are machmir? They say that they have anyklah from Shem Zaman, that Shem Zaman told them they don't have to be machmir. I don't know. I heard different. Now, there's another zach. Klal Yisrael doing shvuas. Is we have Megillas Rus. We read Megillas Rus. In America, people don't know about it so much. Everyone knows when you read Megillas Rut, that most people sleep in Megillas Rut. There's the Metzius. But in Eretz Yisrael, you read it from Kaf. In Chutz La'aretz, all these Megillas Eicha and all these Megillas, maybe now, Baruch Hashem, I think, Ach Shador in America also, they started to read it from Kaf. But in Eretz Yisrael, all the yeshivas, they read it from Kaf. And b'meila, they make a broche al mikro Megillah. When you don't have a klaf, as a shayl, if you we don't make a brocha al mikro megila. When you have a klaf, you make a brocha al mikro megila. Your sibes Hashem, Shavuos morning, all of the machmirim get up. All the tamachom stand up, b'shas, the brocha al mikro megila, and then they sit down for the megila. This is the meaning that all of the choshim, every person is a little bit machshiv himself does. You like, in the beginning of a machmer, you know to stand. And I want a little bit of stam, just mamish, it's a big noise. Mamish b'ktzor a little bit to touch the noise. As a nizayin ha-meratzim, I think sometimes it's a shir b'fnei atzim, b'etzim, it's a whole shir of an hour to be masmered. But I want just to be katzor, just to know the mocha. Again, there's a meaning, I heard from the Shemir Shabbos Gilchosa, that's the right thing to stand. L'maisa, like this one I saw all of my rabbeim, l'maisa, every choshev et amin chochem stands b'shas de broche. What is the mocha? The mocha is like this. Even b'eicha, some people stand. B'mishribur en simen tof reish tzadik, b'hilchis mikro megilo, he says, koi ra'odom es ha-megilo ben oimed ben yoyshev. The cost of a magadim v'rom, miu ha-broche yevorech b'amide. Zog deshar atzir, v'ayin ma'chis ha-shekel, v'gam ha-shoim im ha-broche, keivon de-yoyitz v'na de-shmiyam, shum-shumay ha-koyin, etzrichim gam ken la-amoy. I think everyone knows. I think this also in America they know. But b'shas the mikro megillah of Purim. So even if you're allowed to stand b'shas the mikro megillah, or b'shas the broch of the mikro megillah, so, I'm sorry, even if you're allowed to sit b'shas mikro megillah, or b'shas that they hear the broch al mikro megillah, you stand. This is really a psaki mishtabura, b'shem the morgan Avrom, that not in the mishtabura b'zdam b'shem the machzah shekel, that not only the mevorech has to stand, the shemim also have to stand. The shemim also have to stand. Not only the mevorech has to stand, the shemim also have to stand. Now, here is be'etzem two vikuchim. There's one vikuach on this big zach of the Mishneh Berurah. If the birkas ha-mitzvahs, you have to stand or you have to sit. The Mishneh Berurah was poshut to him, and Keseidah has like 5 or 10 Mishneh Berurahs. The Mishneh Berurah shita is that the birkas ha-mitzvahs, you have to stand. Starting from Sfiras Ha'omer, from Tzitzis, Tfilin. You have to stand. We know as Mishnah is that in Challah you don't have to stand. The Isha Yosheves v'koytza lo Challah. There's different terutzim. Velcha mitzvahs you have, velcha mitzvahs not. But the Iker Shittas HaMishneh Berurah is that in Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand. The Goyen is Choylek. There is no din to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs. Maybe only in Sfiras HaOmer it states Ke'echel Koma B'Chomesh. A couple more mitzvahs that we learn out from that. But Be'etzem we have a Machlekes. So, I'm saying, Dost Alein is Be'etzem HaDovah Derech of Ma'oid. If you could have Birkas HaMitzvahs, you have to stand or you don't have to stand. So if you chaylek in the Mishneh Berurah, you don't have to stand. So also in Mikra Megillah, Be'etzem you could sit. Now, Be'etzem is two chidushim in the Mishneh Berurah. Chidush A, that in Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand. It's a Morgan Avrom. The Goyen is not asking. And even that Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand, who said that the Shemeah has to stand? The Marshal, the Baal Kosev is Koyer Mitecha Klaf. You're not Koyer Mitecha Klaf. He's married to you. Who said that when I'm Shemeah Koine, I have to stand the Birkas HaMitzvahs? This really, so it's two chidushim of the Mishneh Berurah that we could have been Choylekan, but the Chofetz Chaim said that. In Mikro Megillah, if you mark the Kaim Mishneh Berurah, you have to stand B'Shas the Broche. And I think all the shuls, everyone does it. They stand B'Shas the Broche, and then they sit down. But we'll get to the other mitzvahs. Abdullah, the Iker Adir, we sit. Chus of the people that have a meaning to stand. The people that have a meaning to stand because of mitzvahs. And we sit because you have to have a lakois, you have to have a sove, you have to have kviyas. Same kiddush, the Iker Adir, we sit. We stand over a chulu and we sit after it. Again, people have a meaning to stand because of mitzvahs. But again, we say that it's one vikuach. Because of mitzvahs, you stand or you don't stand. The Goyen doesn't know that you stand. There's the reason that you're going, you sit in Kiddush, you sit in Avdalah. And the Mishneh Berurah knows that you stand. Mishneh Berurah knows that you stand. And I'm saying, but it's a bigger Kiddush. That not only that you have to stand the biggest of mitzvahs, you also have to stand, the Shemeah also have to stand. No, I'm saying, oh, but that's a Psaq of Mishneh Berurah. It's a Psaq of Mishneh Berurah. There's another reason that people wanted to say that Me'ikar Adin and Rus, you don't have to stand. Even if the Mishneh Berurah is right, that in Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand, in Rus, the Shemeah doesn't have to stand. Why? In Birkas HaTeireh, every time you have Kriyat HaTeireh, the Mevorech stands. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that the Shemim also will stand B'Shas the Broche, as Dovah Shebekdusha. As Dovah Shebekdusha. Frag the Morgan Avraham on himself, Tebul has Birkas HaMitzvahs. So he has Birkas HaMitzvahs. Chiyuv Kriyas HaTeireh is a din al HaTzibur. It's not considered Birkas HaMitzvahs. So b'meile, ken zayin that Megillas Rus is not like Mikro Megillah. Mikro Megillah is a chiyuv to hear every word. And Rus, most people don't hear every word, yeah? If you'll have to be chayzer in Rus, if you miss every word, you'll never finish down any shachas, yeah? It's a kriyas ha-teireh, it's a din ha-tzibur. I'm not saying you don't have to be mad, but it's a din ha-tzibur. So b'meile, it's a din ha-tzibur, it's no birkas ha-mitzvahs. You right, Mishnah Berurah said it like Megillah. So I'm saying again. Lemaise is a vada grace and mokim limutzchus. And to tell someone near you that you have to stand in the mikro Megillah, so the broche, Shavuos morning, I don't think you have to be a moiri. But for yourself, lemaise is niskabel. I'm saying again, the cheshbon, the chumra is very schwach because it's a chidush, like three chidushim. Because the mitzvah you have to stand, A. Be the Shemei Kohen, you have to stand. And Gimel, that in Rus, it's called Birkas HaMitzvahs. In Rus, it's called Birkas HaMitzvahs. So I'm saying, it's three chidushim. Shalei niskab lukol HaTzayra. Now, as another Zahar, the Birkas HaTzayra and Shavuos morning. Someone once said, I heard from a Choshev Ayid, you know, everyone knows in Shachis, at least in Shivas, the Abba Rabba, Shavuos morning, Zokmi, the ganze Starkheit. The waterfall, when you say Abba Rabba. Be'etzem, you know, Shavuos would be the day of Birkas HaTeira, Shavuos morning, right? The day to make Birkas HaTeira was Shavuos. Ve'ariv no Hashem ala king, ve'ezdiv, ve'se'osecha, ve'finu, ve'ne'atzeir, le'nidur. This is the day. And book this day, you know, you hear it from someone else. It's interesting, the Zach. But why? Because we have a machlekes. If someone is awake by night, if you make Birkas HaTeira or not, you have a machlekes. The shaila is if every day is mechayev, so then you can make it in the morning. Or the Hesach Hadas, when you went to sleep by night, is mechayev. So, if you sleep by day, you have a mimon efshach. But why would someone sleeps by day, he doesn't have to make Birkas HaTeira? Because maybe the mechayev is only a new day, and there's no Hesach Hadas. This is the reason when you sleep by day, you don't have to make Birkas HaTeira. Zog the Rabbi Veiger, if you rested by day and you're awake by night, in the morning you can make Birkas HaTeira. Nazei machriya the Mishnah Berurah. Why the minig, even so, is to be yotze to someone else? Which why you mach with Birkas HaTeira? But be'emes, if a person... So if you've been in the a lot of times you go out to the bathroom, you come back, you miss Birkas HaTeira. So you have to know, I just want the Ikara Alochas. The Ikara Alochas, you could make all the brachas yourself. The only brachas that is a problem is Birkas HaTeira. If you're a Yadayim, if you didn't, you guys, it's Chochov, and you touch Mekavis Nikusim, you could make the Yadayim yourself. Aber Elokai, Neshomo, and Amavir Sheinu.